They made me drive the snowplow, Darren. They made me drive the snowplow.
Oh, they made you. So you did well. I don't think I could not hit a cone.
So Dan, if you'll turn it over to me, I'll...
Okay, we will resume, and Carla, could you read item 1116, please?
Reaffirm support for the TV and film industry in Portland and direct staff to begin work on a film and video universal permit program.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, today marks my first formal action as the City Council liaison to the Portland Film Office. In September of this year, in recognition of the importance of this growing industry, Mayor Wheeler asked me to serve as the first council liaison to the TV and film industry. For the past 5 years, I have served as the Arts Commissioner, and through my role as liaison to the Regional Arts and Culture Council, as well as the Small Business Commissioner through my role as liaison to Venture Portland. The TV and film industry fits nicely in the overlap between these two roles. Every year, this industry supports thousands of jobs, pumps hundreds of millions of dollars into our local economy, and continues to cement Portland's reputation as a creative hub. After years of laying the groundwork, we are ready to begin the next phase of support for this industry through the creation of a universal film permit. With us today are Jamie Dumphy, Senior Policy Director from my office, and Brian Lord with the Portland Film Office. I have some thank yous that I'll come back to at the end, but I want to begin also just acknowledge, thank Commissioner Udaly, who now serves as our Arts Commissioner, for co-sponsoring the issue, the matter before us. Jamie, take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good afternoon, City Council. My name is Jamie Dunphy. I'm Senior Policy Director for Commissioner Nick Fish. I also serve as his new liaison to the Portland Film Office. Before you this afternoon is a resolution that does a few things. First and foremost, it is an acknowledgement of the huge role the TV and film industry plays here in Portland. Portland has become a hugely desirable place to put on screen. The film industry in Portland employs thousands of people in our community, supports hundreds of small businesses, both directly and indirectly, and contributes nearly $200 million to our local economy every year. We've been lucky to see our city up on the screen for years on shows like Portlandia, Grimm, and The Librarians. We've also seen dozens of new productions come to town, such as Leave No Trace, which was set in Portland's Forest Park, Lean on Pete, which was filmed on location at Portland Meadows, as well as TV shows and new original streaming content like Disney's Timmy Failure, Hulu's Shrill, and Netflix's American Vandal. And this doesn't include the pioneering work done on virtual reality, animation, and commercials, as well as new interactive web-based content and a healthy YouTube creator community. Our success is particularly remarkable when considering the intense competition among cities to attract these productions. Oregon doesn't have the robust tax credit incentives that a film production might find in Georgia or British Columbia. Productions want to be in Portland, and we're glad to have them. So the second part of today's resolution is specifically focusing on what else we can do to help support the industry that so badly wants to be here. Today's resolution takes the first official step toward a plan that we've been working on for quite some time. It directs staff from PBOT, Parks, OMF, and the City Attorney's Office to begin working with Prosper Portland and the Portland Film Office on the creation of the Universal Film Permit. The Portland Film Office is going to become a one-stop shop for film productions in Portland, providing concierge service that's specifically geared towards the demanding timetables that every film production is subject to. Our goal is to no longer make a producer run from one office to another to get permits for an otherwise routine production. We also hope that this will lighten the burden of our different permit offices at Parks and PBOT by taking these low-level permits off their plates and letting them focus on the more complicated permit requests. We also want to ensure that the Portland Film Office is able to financially support itself for the long term, and that the office is able to appropriately grow and scale to meet the needs of the film industry in Portland. We need to right-size this office to be able to ensure quick turnaround times, smooth production schedules, and encourage future productions to come here instead of heading north to Vancouver, BC. With the rapidly changing face of entertainment and unprecedented investment in new film and TV shows from non-traditional companies, the time is now to carve out our place on the screen, create well-paying jobs, and support the artists, actors, and creatives in this industry who call Portland home. With me today is Brian Lord, director of the Portland Film Office. He's here to talk more about what his office does, our vision for the future of his office, and the film industry here in Portland more broadly. After Brian, we have also invited two pillars of the local film community to speak. Juliana Lukasik is the executive director of At Large Films, and Lisa Chikala is the executive director of the Oregon Motion Picture Association. With that, I'll turn it over to Brian.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, City Council. My name is Brian Lord. I'm the program manager for the Portland Film Office. The resolution before you today offers important benefits to the city of Portland, including renewed commitment to the film industry as an economic driver for Portland, a path forward to increased competitiveness for film production through a universal film permit, and a thriving local industry contributing to our economy, facilitated by a properly resourced film office. First, we can speak to the question of why commit to the industry, why the film office, and why a Prosper Portland. As Jamie noted, film has a substantial footprint in the Portland economy. In the course of a year, we've worked with 180 unique productions in the current permit program, which generated $200 million to the local economy and provided about 2,100 direct jobs within the metro area. Film is one of Portland's premier cultural exports. Our neighborhoods, parks, and spectacular views have been on display in numerous productions, from Feast of Love in 2007 to this year's Leave No Trace. Portlandia, which at times pokes fun at our quirkier and less noble traits, is top of the mind for many people when you ask them about Portland. And most important, it put the city on the map as a place to do film. The film office is housed at Prosper Portland, which, as the city's economic development agency, is the right place to facilitate this growing industry. With this resolution, the film office seeks to build its capacity to grow production and revenue that creates access to an equitable economy. The Portland Film Office has also aligned its work with the shared strategic priorities of City Council and Prosper Portland and continues to build relationships with other public and private partners to support workforce development and initiatives that bring communities of color and other represented residents into the industry. Examples of implementing those priorities include working with Outside the Frame, who's changing the way homeless youth see and are seen by teaching them filmmaking, a partnership with the Oregon Media Production Association on a travel grant which encourages filmmakers to connect with other filmmakers and decision makers, pitch their ideas, find distributors, and develop their knowledge and showcase their work outside of Portland. We worked with Cast Iron Studios on their Talent Diversity Initiative, which was a response to the need for more diverse actors in shows like The Librarians and Grimm, both of which filmed here in Portland. We are financial sponsors with Open Signals Black Filmmaker Fellowship, an incubator for African-American filmmakers that addresses the stark lack of black voices in the film and television industry. And recently we just completed a post-production film grant to support the professional development of small local filmmakers using local post-production studios. And we'll be announcing the winners of the four winners of that 5K grant shortly. And then support of the Portland Film Festival, the Northwest Filmmaker Festival, and the Portland International Film Festival, among others. Now I'd like to talk about the path forward via this resolution and what a universal film permit can do. The film office work falls into three cycles: the day-to-day immediate response in the form of a quick turnaround permitting, the long-term talent development initiatives that feed into industry needs, and overall stewardship of the resources to build sustainable industry development in the long term. This resolution, which is a result of 18 months of feedback from industry, public partners, impacted residents, proposes the first step in giving the film office the authority to be an effective facilitator of both production and industry development, no longer just a traffic controller. That step is to create the universal film permit process housed at the Portland Film Office. A universal film permit would call for true convening for the bureaus and offers a tool in the film office's toolbox towards a more frictionless and competitive film environment to grow and recruit production activity. The film office can then become an efficient, centralized, self-sustaining service provider that prioritizes production growth and most importantly, supporting short-term production needs will provide resources for the long-term business development. A centralized approach and an online application process, both goals of this resolution, will position Portland at the forefront of industry service. The permitting revenue redirected from Parks and PBOT to the Portland Film Office would be supplanted with adjustments to fees and projected increases for production on public right-of-way. These revenues and centralized function would allow us to analyze the true cost and benefit of film permitting in the city of Portland and ultimately shift the film office expense from general fund to permit income support. With a universal permit and a properly resourced film office, Portland becomes more competitive with other film-friendly cities and has increased capacity to grow the local industry. The film office must balance the needs of the city, the residents, and the industry to help it grow. An efficient, centralized permitting process creates stewardship and a communication strategy to minimize the impact upon adjacent residents. Nationally, the film industry is evolving and growing. Netflix is putting out $14 billion a year in content. Amazon and Disney are pushing hard to stay out of second place. The definition of film production is changing as a low barrier to entry via technology is giving new opportunities for youthful and diverse expression. We can capture this activity and do it within a business development framework with the proper resources. We are working to grow the talent, the firms, and the crew here in Portland. The Portland Film Office can create the things needed to be competitive: workforce development, improved recruitment and marketing with the help of Travel Portland, talent development for underrepresented communities, programs like the loan, grants, and infrastructure investments that we have with other programs within Prosper Portland, and city-level investment to insulate from the ups and downs from the larger industry. It's just a chance to be non-reactive, to have more long-term strategic investments. Today's action leverages Portland's strengths: livability, small business support, cultural impact, stewardship, economic growth, and competitiveness. It marks a path forward for a right-sized film office that can do its mission effectively and is resourced to support the industry as a force in our local economy. So next steps. With the passage of today's resolution, the film office is prepared to execute on the following goals in the coming year: an analysis of staff time for work being proposed and already being done, the IGA process with the city bureaus, and a build-out of the Universal Film Permit Program, a policy build-out needed to keep business moving and impacted residents safe and informed, continued financial sponsorships, and continued relationship management and referrals to resources for the local industry. Our success in increasing capacity and efficiency points to an important point of growth. Ultimately, the film office is likely to be doing 2 FTE worth of permitting and business development work. More staffing will be needed, as well as resources to maintain business development. Our expectation is that the revenue the office generates will pay for its activities, but we need to take this important first step. Thank you to our partners at the OMPA, Oregon Film, Travel Portland, Open Signal, and the bureaus. And thank you to the leadership that you've all shown, and particular thanks to Commissioner Fish and his staff for their partnership and their prioritization of this work as a benefit to the city and its economy. And a quick plug for the local events, including the Portland Film Festival, which started Monday, and then the Northwest Filmmaker Festival, which is starting next Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Jamie, do you want to reintroduce our next panel?
Yeah, absolutely. With us today, we have Juliana Lukasik, Executive Director of At Large Films, and Lisa Chikala, who is with the Oregon Media Production Association.
Well, we welcome them both. Please come forward. Thank you both.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Who wants to start? Juliana?
I'm going to defer to Lisa.
Okay.
Thank you, commissioners, for welcoming me here today to speak and for your ongoing support of our industry. As mentioned, I'm Lisa Chikala, Executive Director of the Oregon Media Production Association, also known as OMPA. Our organization advocates for, connects, and promotes the film and television industry and the professionals who work in it across our state, with about 85 to 90% of the production work in the state occurring or originating in Portland Metro. We know that the film and television industry creates living wage jobs, brings economic spending across a range of businesses, supports our creative culture, and highlights in a positive light Portland and Oregon on a national and international stage. I'm here today and in my role every day to ensure that the industry continues to grow and stay competitive. We know that it takes a team, including the support of the City of Portland and the work of the Portland Film Office, to keep this creative industry thriving. In 2002, OMPA was awarded a grant that kicked off a one-stop permitting effort in Portland and has since become the Portland Film Office. We understand the tremendous value of creating an environment that is welcoming to productions and having a single point of contact that can effectively service this industry's unique needs. With your support, with partners across the industry, and with deliberate effort, the industry has grown tremendously over the last 10 years. In fiscal year 2005 to 2006, there was $10 million in tracked spending, accounting for about 500 jobs. Last year, there's $180 million in tracked spending, $200 million if you include the commercial work as well. So what, 18 to 20 times more, accounting for 4,700 jobs. Roughly half of that in-state spending, so about $100 million, is spent on local labor. These are well-paying jobs, generally enjoying benefits. The other half is spent on local Oregon vendors, mostly Portland-based small businesses providing cameras, lights, catering, hardware, wood, locations, warehouse space, just to name a few. My organization represents the professionals and businesses who make these film, television, and commercial productions possible. These individuals and business owners are hardworking, passionate creatives who are part of the fabric of this city, and we want to make sure they keep working and creating here. We know there's nothing inevitable about Portland's success and that the city must act deliberately to help support and grow this booming creative industry. The Portland Film Office meets the unique needs of the industry, which is critical to making us competitive. OMPA can help attract the work to Portland, in part through producing Source Oregon, the production directory that highlights the people and resources of Oregon. But with the support of the City of Portland, we can make sure that when the productions do come, there's a single point of contact, that their needs are managed efficiently, and that they returned. The Portland Film Office and a universal permit program can ensure Portland stays competitive in this industry. Thank you, commissioners, for your commitment to keep the film and television industry thriving, to keep driving economic spending in our city, and to keep people working.
Thank you. Juliana?
Hello, everybody. Commissioners, thank you so much for having us today. It's very fun to come and talk about the film business, which is my love and passion and career, versus the Central East Side. So I'm thrilled to be here in that capacity. I think you
like
me better.
As much time as you like. We could get to both.
You like me better in this role, I know. I want to also particularly thank Commissioner Hugh Daly for your support as Arts Commissioner, because I know that that is a new role for you, and it's exciting to see that you are sponsoring. I was very excited to hear that you were co-sponsoring this, so I appreciate that greatly. You know, we talk a lot about the important economic impact of the film industry, and I think that Lisa and others have really demonstrated that, and I wanted to sort of come to you from a owner of a production company. So I am a commercial director and owner of a production company called At Large Films, based here in Portland, Oregon, and I've had that company since 1999, and we do work for our biggest client, Nintendo, among others. And as a when I work with Nintendo, we are frequently on location. That is the bulk of the business that we do. There's a lot of competition from other cities that was mentioned earlier for me to take that work elsewhere. And the reason I'm able to convince my client to stay here is because of several reasons. And an important reason is the ease of doing production in the city. So it would be a home run for me to be able to continue to sell coming to Portland to my clients if we had a universal film permit program. And that's really critical, because it's not just a cost savings on a really budget level. It's a staff time. You know, having your team pulled in many different directions, having to go to different offices, really is a challenge for production companies. I also want to note that the importance of the office itself and the universal permit program affects local companies like mine just as much as it affects the ones coming in from outside. So, you know, it is a huge part of why a city can be competitive especially when you can't always apply a ton of incentives as you can on a state level. But if you can streamline the process and become very film-friendly, the companies will notice and they will come and they will repeat, and that's really important. And as far as the local companies, we really thrive when we can have the same services that we just that I just mentioned, but the influx of the talent that's provided by the larger productions that come has a very positive impact for us. So Portland is in a really unique position because we have, with the success of the film industry in the last 10-20 years, we have one of the most established, respected, incredible crew bases that you would find in any city, and certainly in any city, you know, bigger cities don't have anywhere near the crew base that we do. It's amazing. I've shot all over the country, and it is definitely saying that the crews in Portland and Oregon are superior. So this is all really important stuff. There's a reason why it's so competitive with other states and cities to bring this kind of work, because it's a very attractive economic kind of economic business to have here. So I strongly commend you all for supporting the film office. I was around when the Portland Film Office started. I'm dating myself a little bit, but that's true. And it has helped significantly to grow my own company. And the continued support is absolutely critical. And so I appreciate the efforts, and I ask that you pass this, that you move forward with these concepts that we're talking about today. And then to do a universal permit process would be absolutely essential to creating a competitive environment. And I strongly encourage you to do that as well. And thank you for your consideration in all of this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Jamie?
Jamie?
And this concludes our presentation this morning.
Okay. Is there anybody wishes to testify? Any public testimony?
Yes. We have one person, Lightning Super.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yes. Before my time starts, I'm going to do about a one-minute presentation, and then I'll do a two-minute video, just to put that on record. Again, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity XX1 PDX. The film industry, what I think I want to see focused on the most is going to be the no animals were harmed during the production. And I want to make very clear that I want to have representatives come in and make sure that the animals will be taken care of properly during the film production. Now, as you know, there are American Humane Association, which has some very detailed guidelines on this, actually 130 pages of guidelines. And I want Portland to understand the importance to a lot of people in the community. If they see an animal in a movie, they just want to make sure the animal was taken care of, everything was done properly, and they want to feel good about that. And that's very important for people in the city of Portland, in the state of Oregon, to be able to have that certification on these movies. Could you start the video, please, Carla? Thank you.
I think means is quite literal. The animals were not put in any danger, that they weren't hurt in any way, and that they were, you know, content and well looked after.
I just wanted everyone to know that the movie The Lucky One was lucky enough to have the American Humane Association with us to protect all the animals on set.
The thing that I kept emphasizing from the very outset was that the horses have to be safe, not even a scratch. The horses had to be safe. And so I just didn't want any horses getting hurt. I didn't want that sort of Damocles hanging over my head for the rest of my life, because I love horses, and I didn't want any of the horses to be in harm's way.
I loved knowing that the American Humane Association was on set, making sure that no animals were harmed.
It's a big endorsement to get that from the American Humane Association, and really, they're very conscious of how the animals are treated. They're on set every day, making sure the animals were provided safe facilities and safe transportation, and they can only work a certain amount of hours, and they're just the happiest animals. You can tell.
We followed the guidelines and did it the way we were supposed to, and we got the shot we needed. Everyone was happy.
There are always shortcuts that are going to be more cost effective, and so you just have to make sure that there's somebody there to be a voice for the animals.
I think especially with exotic creatures who are out of their own environment, I mean, if the idea of abusing them is just so disgusting, I mean, it's nice to know that there's a company that, I mean, literally was looking after the maggots, checking out if the maggots are being treated right.
Having the American Humane on the set has been a nice vote of confidence that they're doing something right.
I think animals are taken for granted a lot of the time. So when the Humane Association is able to help you give them everything that they deserve, you're in great shape.
Nothing should be harmed to make a movie. It's a movie. Nothing should be hurt. Nothing should be killed. You don't want to go to bed ever with that on you. So give yourself that break. Have American Humane there.
There's a long history of SAG-AFTRA, and before it was SAG-AFTRA, of SAG and AFTRA working with AHA. And I think it's a really remarkable history. There are many, many, many years of productive collaboration between the organizations. And people should realize...
Thanks for that film, though. I enjoyed it.
Could I just state one more statement, and I'll be done real fast?
Okay. Say it in 10 seconds.
I should have actually sat down, but what I'd like to see on the permit process, if we could have that included in the permit process, at least to review the guidelines, to have an understanding what the guidelines are, and then if we want to have outside representatives come in and enforce that. So that's something to look into on this universal permit type process.
We'll take a look at it.
Thank you very much for your time.
Absolutely agree.
That concludes our presentation.
Okay. This is a resolution, so please call the roll.
You Daly?
Well, Mr. Lightning, you are often full of surprises, and today I'd just like to thank you for bringing so many cute, cuddly animals into chambers. I really needed that. Thank you. Thank you also to Commissioner Fish and Jamie Dunphy for your work on this project, as well as Prosper Portland and the Film Office. As the Commissioner in charge of PBOT, I strongly support this resolution. A universal permit will provide one point of contact system for the TV and film industry to easily navigate the permitting process with all relevant city bureaus, from PBOT to parks to police. Portland is an active hub for TV and film production, which, as we heard, is a very competitive industry and one that provides thousands of jobs and significant economic activity for our local economy. So this ordinance reflects our adaptation to the growth we've seen in the last couple decades and our commitment to supporting the industry. I vote aye.
Fish.
I want to begin by thanking Mayor Wheeler for carving out a specific liaison to film and TV, and I'm honored to have that role. He's on vacation this week, otherwise he would be here joining in this celebration. I want to acknowledge that there's some other people in the audience that we didn't hear from who are crucial to the success of this big team that we've put together to support film and TV. And I want to first start with Tim Williams, who is runs the State Film Office. Well, that's the shorthand. That's how we refer to it. Tim is among many things, is really a genius at recruiting new films to our state, marketing Oregon as a great place to do business. And then one of his jobs is to make sure that the legislature keeps funding the tax credits, which allow us to be competitive with other jurisdictions. So, Tim, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your partnership. I want to acknowledge Bobby Lee from the Portland Development Commission. I wholeheartedly agree with what Brian said about putting keeping the film office in PDC because so much of their work is about economic development, and we appreciate that partnership. I want to thank Lisa from OMPA and Juliana from At Large Films, and I'm going to stay agnostic as to which role I prefer you when you come to council. I think you do. I actually think you do a great job in both. In fact, you probably have a great political future, but you do a great job in both. I also want to really acknowledge the work that Jamie Dunphy and Brian Lord have done. We're very fortunate to have Brian leading the city's film office, and I can tell you that all the time, unsolicited, I hear positive feedback about the work he's doing. So we want to really call that out and say thank you and appreciate your good work. And Jamie, who keeps changing his look, hoping to get a gig as an actor, Jamie, actually, his CV says authentic Portland look. So if you're looking for someone and you need someone, Jamie is also a musician, and he's working. He's willing to work for scale. I have some other thank yous, but before I do that, I just want to say that what I have observed here locally is just a tremendous team effort built upon collaboration between the state, the city, industry, and all the various industry players. And it's really a pleasure to play a role, a small role, in this team. And I think it was Brian or maybe it was Lisa, I forget who said, you know, we should never take for granted. We can't take for granted this moment. And Juliana reminds us that it's taken some time to build the momentum to get to this point. But we're in a very competitive environment. I heard the other night over dinner that in Pennsylvania they have a $50 million tax credit program. And we also know we have competitive states and cities that have tax credit programs without caps. So Netflix recently decided to open some new studios in Albuquerque. So there's a very competitive industry. And there's nothing preordained about us continuing to be a location of choice. It's going to take efforts like what we're talking about today of thinking about ways of streamlining the permit process as a way of providing better concierge services to the companies we hope do business here. So, again, Jamie and Brian, thank you very much. Commissioner Udaly, thank you for your partnership on this effort. Thank you for the strong commitment you've made on behalf of PBOT, the bureau you lead, and for co-sponsoring this. I also want to acknowledge and thank the staff at Parks and OMF, and again at Prosper Portland for their partnership and their willingness to work together. This is what I hope is the first of a number of actions we'll take to clearly signal that we want to be the most welcoming city in the country, and we want to continue this success story about people coming here and making films. And finally, I know Tim has been auditioning for a job in the federal government because he was recently quoted in an article where he kept refusing to actually say anything, claiming he was somehow there's some gag rule. But I did read that we may be home to as many as three world-class productions, including Pinocchio, around, I think it's called Stop Something Animation? Stop Motion. And, you know, here we are growing another portfolio and becoming a go-to place. And the most recent announcement involved a director who last year won the Academy Award. So we're very, very proud of what's happening here, and the city wants to be a good partner, and that's what today's resolution is all about. So thank you all, and please to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to congratulate Commissioner Fish on his leadership on this effort. And it is a very important industry, and I do think, as Juliana mentioned, we have really built up a base of talented people now. So I think it really gives us an edge up, but it's an edge we can't let our guard down on. I do want to strongly endorse what Mr. Lightning just brought before us, that we should have as a condition of permit some sort of endorsement by the American Humane Association, and I won't be here to weigh in on the final of that, but I promise you, if you don't, I will unleash my sisters on you, and you will regret it. I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, Oregonians expect nothing less of treatment of animals in film. And then finally, I just wanted to, you know, thank Juliana for her modesty and not touting the fact that she did my first campaign commercials, award-winning campaign commercials at Large Productions. So thank you for your modesty on that point. And but I'm really pleased to support this effort, and I think it's gonna serve Portlanders and Oregonians very well in the future. So thank you all. Aye. The resolution is adopted, and we are adjourned until next Wednesday, Halloween.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.